ladies and gentlemen, it is star time. Are you ready for star time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Who's that I see?
The Witchblade. The point.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
No, that's not work. Forget it. Well, this is the Hound. This is WFMU. Where are we? Yeah. Is the cart tech not working either? Oh, you're voice signal. Talk. Maybe your mic is completely not working.
Hello.
Oh, now it's working. Well, we're down one cassette deck. One cassette deck doesn't go on, and one cassette deck doesn't go off.
And we're not going on.
That means 3 hours without a cigarette if we have no cassette decks at all. And the echo's not working, right?
No,
it's not working at all.
It's running, but not working.
Well, I haven't actually said I would definitely do another year here. We have 1 week to decide. Anyway, what do we hear? We heard the Corvettes and Shafted, the Invaders, Night Ride, the Monzelles, Sharkskin, Billy the Kid, Crazy Guitar, Ron Thompson and the Burl Hands with Switchblade. Screw it. I'll do the echo myself. I'm going to keep going until it goes on, and if we have to sit here for 3 hours, that's life.
Yes, folks, is wheeling back to the echo. Oh, hey, you got it on the first try.
You gotta keep trying until that light goes on. But if you have to do something else, like try to fix the cassette deck or work around it, then you don't have time to do that. Boy, I'm really in a horrible mood now.
Well, also, when Hound tells me to stop, I usually stop.
Anyway, what are we gonna do today? We got a blues hangover and a hillbilly hangover, an all request VOM set. We've got a lot of requests to get out of the way, and we got knuckleheads in the news, and we got
knuckleheads here at home.
Yeah, we have next week goes the hangover hop.
Yeah, the leap
number
hop.
5
hangover leap.
You're all invited, and let's just play some records in the key of Ray Sharp.
As bad as you can be, you sure ain't no good for me. All you do is cheat and lie. That's why I broke you and I. Your doggone love just ain't my kind. But I'm gonna let it go this time. Well, you told me that you loved me, and that my money was no sign, and that my Cadillac wasn't nothing, and that your love was only mine. Girl, your word ain't worth a dime. But I'm gonna let it go this time. Why, I ought to push your teeth out and run you right on down that line. Why, it'd be a sport to burn your house down. You're just mine all the time. I'd hate to see your leg in traction. This smile I got ain't satisfaction. You run around so doggone much. Now that's why you got to use that crutch. You're stepping out your fault, not mine. But I'm gonna let it go this time. Burn your house down. You're just lying all the time. I'd hate to see your leg in traction. This smile I got ain't satisfaction. You run around so doggone much. That's why you living right on that crutch. You're stepping out your fault, not mine. But I'm gonna let it go this time. Yeah, I'm gonna let it go this time. Yeah, girl, you ain't worth a dime. Yeah, you just ain't no friend of mine. And I'm gonna let you slide this time.
There was a fungus among us. There was a rumble in the jungle. There was a static in the attic, a moaning and a groaning, a fungus among us.
We had a fight in the middle of the night. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
We were having a party the other night. Somebody got mad and they started to fight. I couldn't understand what it caused at all. But nevertheless, we were having a ball. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a hootin' for a bruising. There was a running and a losing. Put it to an end in the trench. Oh, there's a fungus among us. Shaking all over, didn't know what to do. The dog and the cat, they were fighting too. Then a real snake chick come over to me. She said,
"Good, Daddy, can't you see?
There's a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a cooling for a bruising. There was a winning and a losing. Put it to an end, 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 end. Oh, there's a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
This is a hit!
Well, stop, stop the bop. Chill, chill the pop. Everybody gotta hang, hang, hang that swing. Oh, won't you break that steady angle? Let the rhythm move your soul. Just go wild over rock and roll. Hey, I'm man, a temp, cool cat. Pep check, kid needs side, crazy bit of rock, rock, go mad, needs side, not bad, jump around, tap feet, take the beat, need all read, let the rhythm move your soul, just go wild over rock and roll. Well, rock, rock, alive, a hopeful man alive. Let the rhythm move your soul. Just go wild over rock and roll. Hey, I'm mad, it's a fool cat, Bill Pep, check it, neat sock, crazy bit, rock a rock a go mad, neat sound, not bad, jump around, tap me, take the beat, it's neat, all right. Let the rhythm move your soul. Just go wild over rock and roll.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records. Well,
in the jungle pot, now turning a loop.
That jungle juice.
Turning a loop.
That jungle juice.
Turning a loop.
That jungle juice.
It will make you hot. And he ain't no fool. Now turn it a loose. Turn it a loose.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Back.
Well, I don't know. This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. We're bearing with it. That was Bobby Peterson Quintet by request, Mama Get the Hammer. We heard Eddie Smalling with Genie, Stick McGee, also by request with Jungle Juice, Bobby Dean, Just Go Wild Over Rock and Roll, Sugar and Pee Wee 1-2, Let's Rock, Hugh Barrett and the Victors by request of Fungus Among Us, and we opened up with Ray Sharp, Gonna Let You Go This Time. And what's going on? Well, we have things to renounce. No. The only thing we have to renounce that I know of is Hangover Hop 5, which is next Saturday. 169 Avenue A in Manhattan at Brownies. And you're all invited. It's free to get in. And we're going to get falling.
Liquefied.
Yeah. And that's the real Sadie Hawkins Day, right?
Sally, yeah. Leap year is...
Tell folks what happens on Sadie Hawkins Day.
Well, that's when, you know, the come and get your man thing comes in. If you want, you're supposedly allowed to ask your man whatever you want to ask.
Or any man. Right?
Well, yeah. But usually you don't walk up to any man on the street and go, will you marry me?
Oh.
But, you know, if you want to.
I thought it was just for a dance or something.
Well, no, dance is fine, too.
You could ask him anything.
Yeah, exactly. You can ask the things traditionally.
What happened to what did our chiropractor get asked, like, the last Hangover Hop?
He got asked to be introduced to somebody's sister.
Oh, I thought he got actually, like, a total...
He got, you want to meet my sister, I think.
$2. Yeah. Anyway... What else is going on? I don't know. I guess we should do a little bit of news. Where's Dan?
Well, that's always the question.
Where is Dan?
He's doing something important and we're not.
Boy, I guess next week is our last show before Marathon starts. So we'll announce at the end of the Hangover Hop if we're going to stay or leave FMU. Because, I mean, you come in and everything's broken and you can't do your show and it's just a bummer. And a lot of it depends on how I feel when I leave here today. If I feel like horrible and I wasted my time again, I'm just going to, that might be it. I don't know. We'll tell you next week. 6 o'clock next week, we'll make our announcement. Anyway, our media star of the year for the year before last, I guess that made him the 1990 media star of the year. Daniel Rakowicz is back in the news.
Yes, we might have to take his star away.
Well, he's still a star.
You have to share it.
Even if he didn't do it. But they reopened the case, which was a Swiss dancing girl named Monica Bierl. And she was dismembered and chopped up, and they found her body, skull in the locker. In case you didn't know all this, they made another arrest this week. A guy named what's his first name?
Lucky.
Randy. Randy Easterday was nabbed Friday in his hometown of Easton, Pennsylvania, after a 29-month manhunt. And he's being held in Pennsylvania pending extradition to New York. And they also raided in the apartment of this guy, Patrick Geoffrios, and took a few things out of there. He's like, you see this guy out on St. Mark's Place trying to read tarot cards? He's a French guy. He looks kind of like a skull and crossbones. He used to be in the Contortions. And
maybe he still
is. Possibly... There seems to be some allusions that he might be the head of a satanic cult in which she was sacrificed to. We'll keep you updated on this.
Yeah.
It promises to be a nice, sleazy story.
As we walk through our neighborhood, we can keep you updated on most
of
it.
Now they think that she was chopped up by black magic cultists in a satanic ritual ceremony.
Makes the death different.
Mm. Anyway, we got another news story.
Well, convicted murderer Alfred Lavers recently argued unsuccessfully against receiving the death penalty for slowly stabbing his wife and stepdaughter to death.
Wait, he wanted the death penalty or he didn't want it?
Again, he argued unsuccessfully against receiving it, and he didn't want it because he contended that since he could not afford an expensive gun to kill his relatives, he had no choice but to rely upon crude weapons that necessitate torturous pain before death. So,
wow, that's an amazing defense.
He doesn't think he should have received the death penalty. You know, maybe he thinks he should have received murder one or manslaughter because since he couldn't buy a gun. Anyway.
So he had no choice but to torture them to death.
Yeah, he alleged that not being able to afford a gun is a form of socioeconomic discrimination.
What's his name?
Alfred Lavers.
Nice try, buddy.
I know.
Oh, boy. Go figure. Oh, man. I don't get it. No, never mind. Anyway, I don't know. What are we going to do?
Let's...
Just too much work with a broken cassette. Everything's broken.
Well, not everything, honey. There's a few things still working.
Let's leave the drums going and we'll leave. All right, let's do it.
They might have more fun that way.
Let's do a Hillbilly Hangover with...
Yeah.
A lot of people call here wanting to hear Jimmy Rogers. So.
Today they're
going to. Our aim's to please. Yeah, today they're going to hear it.
Today they're going to.
Take it away, Jimmy. Ahead of his time on the tuberculosis front.
I was a stranger passing through your town. I was a stranger passing through your town. When I asked you a favor, good gal, you turned me down. You may see me talking, walking down the railroad track. You may see me talking, walking down the railroad track. But good gal, you done me wrong. I ain't never coming back. It's the truth, honey. Dee-o-dee-ay-ay-ay. Honey, I'm so lonesome, I don't know what to do. I'm so lonesome, I don't know what to do. The way you treat me, mama, I hope you're lonesome too. Lord, 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 dee-o-dee-ay-ay. I rode the Southern, I rode the L&N, yes I have. Lord, I rode the Southern, I rode the L&N. And if the police don't get me, I'm gonna ride them again. Dee-o-dee-ay-ay. Tell them about me. Look at here, Mr. Brakeman, don't put me off your train. Please, Mr. Brakeman, don't put me off of your train. 'Cause the weather's cold and it looks like it's going to rain. Doodly rain, rain. I like Mississippi, a fool about Tennessee. Hey, hey, I like Mississippi, fool about Tennessee. But these Texas women, I've got the best of me. Doodly, 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 doodly.
Mighty fine. Hey, hey, and howdy to everybody out there in Radio Land. This here's Lester Moran, old road hog, and his Cadillac Cowboys. Mighty neighborly of you to let us in your living rooms for the next 15 minutes of good old country music. We're coming at you this morning through the courtesy of Burford's Barbershop. You can always get clipped at Burford's. That's B-U-R-F-O-R-D. Everybody gets trimmed at Burford's. Okay, boys, right now we're going to start things off here this morning with old Wichita, getting him up here at the mic playing Take Off Guitar. You got that thing tuned this morning, boy?
Yeah.
What you going to do for us?
Go on, gal, don't take me for no fool. I ain't going to quit your pretty mama while the weather's cool. Around your back door, honey, I'm gonna creep. Just as long as you bring me 2.5 a week. I've got a girl, she works in the white folk yard. She brings me meal, I swear she brings me love. She brings me meat, honey, she brings me lard. She brings me everything, honey, that a girl can see. Lord of Otterville, circus rider, came to town. They got a dance of looking nice and brown. They didn't know it was against the law for the monkeys to stop at a five cent store. Well, just around the corner, just a minute too late. Another one standing at the big back gate. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. I stood my corner. Hey, hey. Here comes Sal with the note all told. Doctor said you couldn't smell no more. Lord, run the doctor, ring the bell. The women in alley, I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. Furniture man came to my house once late Sunday morning. Asked me was my wife at home. Said she'd long been gone. Backed his wagon up to my door. Took everything I had. He carried it back to the furniture store. Honey, I did feel sad. What in the world has any man got now messing with the furniture man? Got no dough, stand for show. Certainly will back you back. Take everything from a nursery plate, from a skillet to a frying pan. If there ever was a devil boy without any harness, been a furniture man. I hear you, mama. Hey, hey. Here comes Sal with an old auto. Doctor said you couldn't smell no more. Lord, go, doctor, ring the bell. Women in alley, I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. A lot of babies in the cradle in New Orleans. The doctor kept a whip until the baby got mean. Doctor whip until the baby got slow. Mama said you couldn't smell no more. Lord, go, doctor, ring the bell. The women in alley, I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine.
Fine. That's mighty fine. Didn't know if he's going to get through at me or not, because we's up late last night picking and a-grinning for some of our good friends over in Hogan County at Moose Lodge number 13. but you can hear him sing that song each and every Saturday night at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. That's the same dance that used to be held in the Volunteer Fire Hall before it burnt down. By the way, don't forget to go by and see Burford and tell him old Roadhog sent you. Everybody that's ever been there has had a close shave. All right, then.
That waves on the ocean, waves in the sea, but that gal of mine rolls just right for me. Rock and rollin', mama, I love the way you rock and roll. Ease my troubled mind, pacify my weary soul. My pants are always fresh, shirts are always clean. I know I've got a good gal, so I never treat her mean. Rock and rollin', mama, I love the way you rock and roll. Ease my troubled mind, pacify my weary soul. I don't need no money, my pocketbook is full. You can do the same thing if you don't shoot the bull. Rock and rollin', mama, I love the way you rock and roll. Ease my troubled mind, pacify my weary soul. I was born in Alabama, raised in Tennessee. My gal was born in Florida, where the ships roll out to sea. Rock and rollin', mama, I love the way you rock and roll. You ease my troubled mind, pacify my weary soul. Most every night, out till 3:30. When she's tired of rocking, she rolls it home to me. Rocking, rolling, mama, I love the way you rock and roll. Ease my troubled mind, pass by my weary soul.
Fine, mighty fine. Hey, hey, thank you very much. And get some of that special tonic he keeps in the back room. Oh, Burford. Okay, Burford. Moving on now, I want to thank you for them cards and letters we've been getting in here. And I guess it's time for yours truly, old Roadhog, to do one for you this morning. Want to send this one out this morning to Lulu and Benny, Karen and Fred, who we had a great time with last Saturday night over to Johnny Mac Brown High School. And we'll be there each and every Saturday night. Want to send this one out this morning to Leo and Elsie, who are celebrating their 91st wedding anniversary. I'm sorry. That's their 16th wedding anniversary. Our old Roadhog had the car turned upside down. Don't bother old Roadhog none. I'd like to send this out this morning to all my friends that requested it. I'm okay.
Now, if you go out and start a playing around, your baby's gonna tear your playhouse down. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You'll be moaning and a-groaning. Lord, you better keep it on your mind. Now wrong is wrong and right is right. If you make a snake mad, he's sure gonna bite. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You better keep it on your mind all the time. I've had it proven to me, Lord, you better keep it on your mind. Every fuss with a woman's got the same old end. I don't believe the good Lord meant for a man to win. You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You'll be singing low and lonesome, Lord, you better keep it on your mind. If you make your baby mad and she says goodbye, there ain't a thing you can do but sit at home and cry. You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better call her sweet mama, Lord, you better keep it on your mind. If the judge says pay her $40 a week, you'll dig up the money or you'll work the street. You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
When you're wearing striped breeches, son, it's gonna stay on your mind. So kiss her every morning and love her every night. Boy, you can't win no matter if you're right. You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better heed this warning, Lord, you better keep it on your mind.
Thank you very much. I always enjoy doing that for all you folks out there. Well, it's sacred time on the show. Like to send this one out this morning to all our sick and shut-in friends. This is the time of the show when the boys take off their hats and gather around the microphone for an old-time hymn. One this morning called Angel Band. Goes something like this.
Well, you can tell everybody down in Old Frisco. Tell them Patty Montgomery says hello. Now every boy and girl gonna get that bang, 'cause Patty Montgomery's gonna shake that thing. Tell them everybody down in Old Frisco that Patty Montgomery's coming down to say hello. Skinny Moo and T-Bone Frank, they're all gonna take on down by the mountain bank. One bird book and a buzzard and a crow, tell them all the tiny's gonna say hello. Scratch your dad, do that bird, suck that pig and bring it on home. Pink that dream and lose that dough, tell them all that tiny says hello. Now he's a king of the drunk and he squeezes too. Watch out, Lester, take it, Lou. Join the monk, CIO, tell them all that tiny Montgomery says hello. That gig and play it blank. Tell him gone out and gas that dog. Trick on in, flower that smoke. Take it on down, begin to grow. Now play that load and pick it up. Take it on in a bowl cup. Three-legged man in a hot lip hole. Tell him all Montgomery says hello.
Wow. Right, it's the Hound. That was our hillbilly hangover for today. And we heard Bob Dylan. He's a hillbilly, right? Tiny Montgomery.
More so than ever. Did you see him on the Letterman?
He caught a little bit of it.
Ooh, boy.
With the 54 guitar players that you couldn't hear behind him. We heard Hank Williams, Keep It On Your Mind. Buddy Jones, who was named the head of the Shreveport Police Department in the 50s when Jimmy Davis's pal was elected governor. Rock and Roll and Mama. The only cop I ever liked. Buddy Jones. I kind of imagine him as a hillbilly version of Mike the Cop on Abbott and Costello. Dick Justice, Cocaine. Somebody had requested that a long time ago, and I just found an old request list. It's actually a kind of a standard song. Yeah. The Memphis Jug Band did it originally. Jimmie Rodgers, Blue Yodel, number 704-321-86.5.
And counting.
Plus change. And WKCR, Columbia. I think it's 89.9. They're doing a country marathon for the next 3 days.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And if I get up the energy, I would like to go up there with a blowtorch and melt the Willie and Waylon records. But outside of the Willie and Waylon factor, it's usually worth listening to. In fact, our friend Laura is on Tuesday night doing a Dolly and Loretta. Here's a couple of big ones.
There you go. I'm a Waylon fan. I can't help it.
Yeah.
Got my Waylon hat. Got my Waylon hat and everything.
Worthless piece of trash, Waylon Jennings.
Ooh, did you hear that?
Full of himself.
Hear that, Alice?
Cowboys. tough guy. Where's my cocaine?
Is that true? He doesn't drink. He
doesn't drink. He just likes cocaine. He's got it backwards. This is WFMU East Orange. We drink. We don't do cocaine. Speaking of drinking, next week, Hangover Hop number 5. This time it's personal. We'll have radio psychics. We actually have a couple of contests and a lot of fun.
Rockets will not be there.
No Rockets Red Glare this time, so it's safe to come.
Hold on to your money.
The radio family will be there. It's free to get in. 169 Avenue A. We begin at 3 o'clock.
Any special guests?
All invited.
Tell us about.
We're not at liberty to discuss our special guests. If we don't have any, that will be much more special. Our special guests generally try to grub drinks for money from the audience. But we'll
knock you off the stage.
It'll be great. So you're all invited. Come on down, 169 Avenue A. And I guess when the show's over, we'll make our final decision if we're going to commit to another year or not.
Is there any music after that?
No. No, Dan. There's no music after that.
Huh?
That will be the last music allowed in this world.
Canoes?
We have news.
I'll do this East Pittsburgh one.
Okay.
It's your area.
It's my stomping grounds. Titled Eyeballs Found. I haven't read this one, but can't beat that.
You're gonna like it.
A city bus passenger found two eyeballs, apparently from an animal, a coroner said. A woman who was in the back of the bus by herself became very excited and began shouting at the driver. They were just lying there on the seat, not in a bottle or bag or box. There was no blood near the eyeballs when they were found early Sunday. The driver placed the eyes in a cup and gave them to the dispatcher. It's not clear why they were left on the bus. Who's Perper? The coroner said the eyeballs are slightly larger than human eyes. Probably cow eyes or something.
Not to mention that Jeffrey Dahmer is in jail, I think.
Yeah, he couldn't have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. What did it say what color the eyes were?
One.
Thinking tonight of my blue eyes.
Sitting on the back of the bus.
Yeah.
Laying on the back of the bus.
Pardon me?
I've got the school desk.
Okay.
Are we doing more news or?
Yeah. We're doing more news.
Education.
Okay. Mom sentenced to second grade. A woman was ordered to spend 5 weeks in the second grade because her son missed too much school. Sherilyn Williams must join her 8-year-old son at Berkeley Heights Elementary School in Martinsburg, West Virginia, by the way, because he's missed 108 days of school in 3 years. They just felt that it would be more beneficial for the child, for the mother
for the
to be
child to stay home and the mom to go to school?
Learn how to read.
No, yeah. For the child to be at school instead of the child being at school. For the mother to be at school with the child instead of in jail.
Well, I guess you can put the child in jail and make the mom go to second grade. That'll learn them both. What else is happening?
And then we got the high school sports queen charged in drive-by shootings. An honor student in Russell, Kansas, charged in a drive-by shooting at the home of the high school's principal, was crowned the school's new winter sports queen hours after her arrest.
Principal shooting.
A renaissance.
A new high school. Yeah. I think drive-by shooting should be a high school sport. You know, because kids are going to have to learn to deal with the world that they're handed. And drive-by shooting is just part of our lives these days. I mean, we all do it. We all enjoy it. It's just something we take for granted.
Don't talk about.
And you know, a lot of these kids just can't aim their guns, and that's why, you know, babies are getting hit with bullets. So I think that should be part of your driving test when you get your first licenses, being able to shoot and drive at the same time.
Well, shoot well and drive at the same time.
Right, you should be able to hit a silhouette, you know, and parallel park together. This is WFMU East Orange. Listener-sponsored radio, maybe, we hope. If anybody's listening, anybody's willing to sponsor us after this.
Really?
I don't know.
The calls are rolling in, Hound, and you have the nerve to say stuff like that.
Hey, we got an all request VOM set, all that same old crap that everybody wants to hear every week. But we're gonna play it again.
Good.
Well, what else can we do? I don't know.
Torture people with what they want. That's what I say.
Yeah. Well, what do you think this George Bush thing is about? They voted for him. I mean, boy. As if Ronald Reagan twice wasn't bad enough. I mean, we're just looking at the problem in the wrong way. Maybe we just have a nation of masochists out there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, let's watch the Grammys for confirmation of that.
Well, what the hell?
Ooh. Ooh.
Well, I mean, the Grammys, that's like the Captain and Tennille, Stevie Wonder, who cares about any of these people awards? Now it's like a big deal. It's supposed to be important if you get nominated for a Grammy. It means something.
Apparently, Tony Bennett was talking, Alice heard him, actually, and he said that
Alice hanging around with Tony Bennett.
That's her man.
Oh, she hangs down there.
Apparently,
literally.
At one point, the Grammys actually were, this is long before our time, supposedly given for quality and not so much for
not a record
purely
industry circle jerk.
Purely how many records were sold.
Well, a lot of times people who don't even sell, like that, what's her name, Bonnie Raitt, she had this record.
She sold a ton of records.
After the Grammys. No, because we know somebody who worked for the distributor, you know, who said that record had been out for like 2 years.
She hadn't sold anything.
Oh, and then it won a Grammy, and of course everybody, you know, all of a sudden people see it in the Grammys, and, oh, that must be a good record. It won a Grammy. I'll buy that. I mean, first off, how could
What's
it be
the gold star thing?
If they're not asking me to vote on the Grammy Awards, how could it possibly, you know?
Well, there you go.
But I tell you, the Grammy Awards has a lot more class.
Even
worse than that is that idiotic Village Voice poll. I didn't even send mine in this. I get one in the mail every year. Sometimes I fill it out, sometimes I don't. But there weren't even like two records that I liked. I mean, I like the record Bruce's record. That was, you know, newly recorded records. The only one I could think of that was any good last year.
Wow.
You know, albums. Oh. They didn't even have albums, CDs. But I mean, those guys, they act like, you know, they're like the conscience of rock or something. It's every year, just a bunch of unlistenable crap. If you look at the records that won an award, you know, that were the Village Voice Critics Poll, you know, 5 years ago, their records nobody would even, who could care less about. I mean, we ain't talking about Webb Pierce, you know, we're talking about like the Talking Heads or some, you know, just garbage. And the Rolling Stone Critics Poll. What a bunch of fools they are. They voted WFMU best radio station 2 years in a row. Yikes. Which shows you one thing, they have expensive stereos because they can lock the station in. But I do not forgive them. There is a man who's the managing editor of Rolling Stone, Sid Holt. I wrote something for this idiotic Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the biography of Hank Ballard, about 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And it was the worst edit I've ever had in 15 years, 16 years of writing.
Terrible.
I mean, I must have sold 500 articles in my life. This was the worst edit. It was like the guy took as Sally said, the guy took all my adjectives and threw them away and got ones off of the Arsenio Shaw. Or what's his name? Arsenio Hall Show.
Shaw Show.
Yeah.
Shaw Ho.
And someday I will run into Sid Holt in a bar. Or in a club, or on the street, or
maybe
in an
I'll
elevator,
run into him.
And then they'll find another set of eyeballs on a bus to Pittsburgh, and they'll be Sid's. Any of you Rolling Stone writers want to call in and tell me where he hangs out?
Isn't he the one where we gave his address over the phone? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, over the radio. Yeah.
I mean, but even to fulfill a vendetta, it's not worth going up to the Upper West Side. It's just, you know.
Truly.
The only reason to go to the Upper West Side is to hang out with Mick and Wendy. As far as I'm concerned, that's what the Upper West Side is about, is hanging out with Mick and Wendy and their view of New Jersey. Anyway, let's play some rock and roll records if there's anybody left listening. We got one queued up by Roof Roofin.
We'll be right back. presenting the greatest, yes, the greatest.
Let's get you out of home. was too scared to run. The man keeps insisting trying to run him out.
But the rabbit's trying to find him another route.
Too scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk even, so it won't be no begging to leave. Well, the rabbit took the notions and he tried to run. The man spinned around, then he cocked his gun. The rabbit saw a hole, then he tried to duck.
That's when the mean nearly messed him up.
Too scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk even, so it won't be no begging to leave. Well, he shot right over the rabbit's head. The rabbit fell down as if he were dead. The man relaxed and laid down his gun.
And that's when the rabbit saw a snitch run.
He's scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk even, so it won't be no begging to leave. His tail, and then he waved the man farewell. The man pointed his finger, said, I'll get you yet.
The rabbit shook his head and said, he's going a bit.
Too scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk English, so it won't be no begging for me.
I'm gone. You're trying to make a mess out of me.
This is a hit.
I must have been a bad boy, cause if I'd been a good boy, I never would have fallen for your low down way. But now you poison me for the rest of the days. Oh, you a rattlesnake. You told me that your love was forever true. You said you'd never run away and leave me blue. But now you started fooling around. You're worse than a rattlesnake caught on the ground.
Rattle, 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 rattle,
rattle,
meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Two down. What do we got?
You are.
It was recording when last time I looked. Now it's fat. It just went automatically in a fast forward. This is extremely depressing. Anyway, that was Rusty and Doug Kershaw, Rattlesnake. We heard Icky Runret, which is Ike Turner spelled backwards, sort of. Jack Rabbit. Al Sims, Gatorator. Ron Holden and the Thunderbirds, My Babe by request. The Royal Teens and Shamrock. Doesn't sound right without the echo. Riff Dunn's Riff Ruffin, Hoop and Holler opened it up. Oh, thank you, Dan. Boy, the day everything works right in this place. It's only been 5 years of asking them. Well, we do have a not working sign on the cassette deck, which is a kind of like at the FMU version of It's Fixed. Anyway, you got some news there, Denwall.
Oh, I got a few things here.
Sal? Somebody?
Yeah. How about Nanaimo, British Columbia, only in Canada. A throng turned out to watch the bouncing bodies of bungee jumpers in the buff.
We got a throng here somewhere. In
a
the
thong
buff.
Or a throng?
A company called the Bungee Zone offered free jumps over a creek Saturday to anyone willing to leave their clothes behind. I guess I'm just a closet exhibitionist at heart, and I couldn't think of a better way to let the world in on my secret, said Wayne Barnes. Good name, 28.
Has he bungee jumped in secret before?
I've wanted to jump forever.
He hasn't bungee jumped in his closet.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm here
that's what
now
I was thinking.
Because I think the only way to go is naked, said Drake Darren.
No, the only way to go bungee jumping naked is if they tie the thing around your peter. That would be something.
The jumpers included 106 men and 19 women. Best quote of the story, it was excellent, a real rush, said Denise Stewart, 25. If I could only remember it.
It's like the 60s. If you can remember it, you weren't there.
I was there, but I was a little kid. I remember it.
Good.
I got a news story, actually. I got a whole bunch of them.
Far away.
This one I particularly like. No, I don't have them all.
You
got them all. When you're worrying about the technical thing.
You know everything.
I'm completely off today because the technical factor is so screwed up. Landscaper decapitated by chipper.
Ew. I know what that is.
A landscaping worker died yesterday when he apparently tripped and fell head. I'm sorry, this is funny to me. He fell head first into a large wood chipping machine in Bayside, Queens. He was decapitated. Police identified him as Eugene Esquire, age 42, now known as Shorty. The owner of the Evening Green Tree and Landscape Company said his son Esquire and Esquire's brother-in-law, this 404, were removing two trees from a residential property on 33rd Avenue near 212th Street when the accident occurred. Esquire had been working 20 years as a landscaper. I came out to help him, and it already happened. I seen him laying down. I thought he fell down.
Ugh.
And when they pulled him out, his head was gone.
He was trying chipped. To bury himself.
His head was chipped. I'm sorry, but it's just funny to me.
Think how all the other chips look, too.
Yeah. Well, would be cool. It would be even better if there was a guy named Chip.
Well, we'll try to get that for you next time.
We'll work on that one.
You guys named Chip out there.
Here's something from your old hometown, huh? Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
A woman who set up a 900 number called Dial-A-Friend.
Mm-hmm.
Dial-A-Friend. All my friends. Well, she's bagging it.
I got Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
manning the line.
She's bagging it after she received only one call in 3 months. And that came from a man who wanted to know the operator's measurements.
Mm-hmm. Hey, here's
how much was he going to pay to know
she
that?
She spent $8,000. He spent $24 to ask that question.
Who the hell's going to call a Dial-A-Friend for $24?
$2.99 a minute.
Wow.
She spent $8,000 setting up the line, advertised on radio, cable, TV, and in singles magazines.
I know I don't understand, I don't understand Guns N' Roses, and I don't understand Men With No Sideburns, and I really don't understand the paying women to talk thing. It's just beyond, me.
This was a little more benign.
Paying anybody to talk, actually. Wild Girl's raising her hand, but I got headphones on, so I can't hear you. Here's one they should throw into the chipper. Siamese twins were born earlier this week, and they share a large amount of brain tissue and can't be separated. Maybe we can have a contest to name the little fellers.
Okay. I'm sure they'll be doing a video on them soon.
Male twins weighing 12 pounds and 14 ounces. It doesn't say a piece or together. Were born in Philadelphia Tuesday. They share a large portion of the brain's blood vessels, and doctors will follow the twins' neurological development to determine the extent of shared brain functions, but don't expect other health problems. How much thought they will share in the future, how the brain will develop, is not known. They're acting like normal newborns. Wait till they try to, like, get their driver's licenses or go out for football or something. Then they'll be in big trouble. It's almost vibe report time. So what should we do? Play one more record? Let's play one more record, and then maybe the vibe will be here. I believe it's vibe report time. Where is he? Hey, Roscoe.
Yo.
How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm in a bad mood. Everything broke down all at once today.
At the studio?
Yep. We're running on like half power, and it's not thrilling me.
What's with those pencil pushers over there?
Well, you know, I think it's just the whole world stinks. That's what's wrong. That's my new explanation for everything.
Does this place have a maintenance engineer?
Don't start me talking.
Yeah.
How are you, Roscoe?
Not too bad.
Yeah? What's going on?
I'm lounging in a couple classic beanbag chairs.
Ooh.
I'm flipping back and forth in between the Olympic hockey and some cooking shows.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get too much better than this.
I think you're right. I keep expecting life to be something like some weird movie I must have saw as a kid, but that's about as good as it gets, I guess.
I always liked beanbag chairs. I kind of like to get one. I don't know where you get them anymore.
They're probably valuable antiques now.
I think so. Nils got like 6 of them.
Wow.
They're scattered about.
Any animal print ones?
No animal print ones. They're different, you know, shades of Naugahyde. That's a little, almost an animal.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Yeah.
I'm using my feet. My feet are using the Washington Redskins one.
Very good. Good thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's the vibe?
Oh, today's vibe, I don't know. It's just kind of a relaxation vibe. Waiting for the storm to hit here. The whole band gets in tomorrow. So we've just been kind of getting stuff together and running around, doing errands, eating. I'm getting the guy's kitchen up to spec. I took the knives in to get sharpened.
Ah, good thinking.
Yeah, bought some Tupperware and at least one new pan.
Now, Roscoe, you know what happens whenever you get the knives sharpened.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to break the pattern. But as the guy said at the hardware store, you know, all these dull knives, they really make a nasty cut.
That's true. At least you get a nice clean cut out of it.
I told him a clean cut heals a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking from experience.
Yeah. But
you guys are both for.
Nothing was quite as nasty as sticking your hand in the fan, though.
Yeah, and I'm no fans around here. That was really something. I forget what movie we were watching, but it was really something. I don't know. I saw a movie this week that was really kind of good. I went to it thinking that it would be an out-of-house experience and I could at least laugh at it, you know? But don't laugh at me, but it was this Richard Gere movie.
We're laughing already.
Man, that thing was flipping back and forth. You know, right now it seems that the most popular format of movies that are out these days, I mean, they're not calling it this, but it's basically Psycho Bitches. And, you know, like, you have...
Oh, like the girls
right.
Who go crazy and, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, like, that the hand that rocks a cradle and all this stuff.
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction.
Well, this Richard Gere one with Kim Bassett.
Oh, he plays the psycho bitch?
That
makes sense.
That's what I thought, you know, but no, actually, he plays a man in this one. And, it's quite a stretch, but it really says something for his acting prowess. It's him and Kim Basinger and Uma Thurman. Uma, I don't know, it's one of those names. But it's pretty, I mean, you keep thinking, it's kind of like your classic suspense vibe, you know?
Mm.
And it really...
But is it good?
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised.
What
I went there to
what's
laugh
the name
at
of it?
Final... Something, I don't know.
Final Analysis.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
There you go.
For
it. Mm. Yeah, it was really good. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised.
It looks like I bet we got a complaint call on that line.
On what?
On the other line.
For what?
Should I put it on the
Maybe
air?
Maybe they didn't like the movie.
Call? Can we put this call on the air with you, Ross?
What are they
we can
talking
put it both on together.
I don't know. It usually ends up bad, you know,
oh,
if
yeah,
you do
that's
that.
True.
A complaint call. What, a Richard Gere fan?
Maybe Richard.
Richard yeah, himself.
Probably Richard Gere.
Cindy. What's her name?
Cindy Crawford?
Yeah.
That thing, that's a whole front.
He's a man.
Did she say that?
He said that about her.
Oh. I mean, I said he played a man. But anyway.
This is all coming together like a Kink song.
There you go.
Anyway.
The Kinks. What's up on the musical front there in town this weekend?
Nada that I know of. Everybody was off to see Mike Nesmith last night, Bruce and Jerry and all those guys. Like, it was like some great event. It's like, I don't know, when I was 5 years old, I was too cool to listen to the Monkees as far as I was concerned. You know, I was a Stones fan back in 1965, so I just didn't get this Mike Nesmith thing. But
he did write a few good songs.
Yeah, I know, but... Still, I don't know. I just can't imagine. The lines were out in front of
Where did he play?
The Lone Star. There were people waiting online at 10 in the morning.
Really?
10 in the morning to see Mike Nesmith.
Well, it's the Monkees.
It's the Gap.
The Monkees generation are the one they're the sort of credit card tax bracket bunch at this point.
Yeah.
At this juncture.
He ain't no Webb Pierce.
No, he ain't no Webb Pierce. Yeah, he was playing down here, too. I saw it in the, I guess Rhino, they reissued this Monkees box, and then they also reissued
All his early, his country records.
Yeah, his country records, which were also not only country records, but concept country records.
My favorite kind.
Right, there you go.
And, you know, the thing is, if they can make a big stink about it and sell a few records, they got like 12, they bought his whole catalog, so they got like 12 albums ready to go.
Right.
Sort of a good business move, but... No.
Well, he's always been a businessman.
Unless he does like something like, you know, pulls a Spade Cooley, I don't want to see him.
What did Spade Cooley do? Can't talk about that.
Yeah, no. What did he do? He murdered his wife or something, and made somebody watch and this horrible thing. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see anybody do that. Actually, it was just a sick joke. He was in that kind of horrible mood.
Oh, it's sort of a Jim Gordon kind of.
Yeah, Spade Cooley was the original Jim Gordon, is what he was.
There you go. The complaint was probably over the B word. These people, if they get up early in the morning, Howard Stern says it all the time. Whoa. I kind of watched.
And he gets paid $1 million a year, and he's not even funny.
He's not funny. He just repeats himself.
We can be half as not funny for half as much money.
Yeah, he's like, you know, it's one thing to play Louie Louie over and over again, but it's really nothing to play a lesser song over and over again.
True.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I guess this vibe report is clocked in pretty good. I was early man there. And
okay, Roscoe, well.
They're showing a little, let me see, they're having a little feature on Tombo right now. Alberto Tomba, and the Froog is on one of his field trips into someone else's kitchen. Oh, they're cooking a big paella. I guess I gotta go.
Oh, wow. You notice he doesn't really cook much anymore.
Aloha, Roscoe.
He does. He cooks. But this looks good. He's in... Oh, man, they must be in Spain.
Okay.
I do gotta go. So next week is the hop?
Yep, so you call your normal...
I'll be there in spirit and voice.
You know.
All right?
We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Till then.
Okay, Roscoe.
That would be nice if you could, like, put a light over it and everything.
We can...
A nameplate?
Have a bud, you know, and...
Roscoe, we have the technology.
Great. Thank you very much.
Cowboy hat and a guitar pick.
There you go.
Aloha, Roscoe.
See ya.
Hasta la vista.
Roscoe calling from record producer land. He's a big producer now.
Yeah.
Anyway, where are we? The thing we heard before the vibe report was Big Mama Wants to Rock by the Meadowlarks. And we are gearing up for our all-request VOM set. And...
prepare to blast off.
Yeah, these are all requests, all stuff you wanted to hear, so don't... It's not my
don't
fault.
Don't squawk.
These are all songs I love. This is basically everything I listened to when I was in... This was my high school years. You just added the Velvet Underground onto this set, we'd have my entire high school listening experience. Kick it off with the Sonics. We'll be right back.
1974 is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock, the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll. Just the lyrics, it's the beat. I preach into my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rites of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
I just gotta know about Shaking Street. It's got that beat, Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, said you gotta get down. Well, the kids on Shaking Street have never given in, 'cause all of their lives they've been living in sin. You know that they're bad, you know that they're mad.
a shake for the taking and a shake for the shaking. Ha! Think about stopping, they gotta get down and do a little stopping with Sally Baker. Wants a shaker, shaker. Bobby Phillips said it's gonna take a two shaking street. It's got that beat, shaking street, where all the kids meet. Shaking street, it's got that sound, shaking street. You gotta get down, shaking street. It's got that beat, shaking street, where all the kids meet. Shaking street. It's got that sound, shaking street, so you gotta get down.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Get out of the hospital. Let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. And when you get out of the dating bar, I'll be here to get back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. Oh, I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. I go to bakeries all day long. There's a lack of sweetness in my life, and there is pain inside. Can see it in my eyes. Oh, there is pain inside. You can see it in my eyes. It makes me think about me, that I've lost my pride. But I'm in love with this power that resides in your eyes. Oh, you live in modern apartments. Well, I even got scared once or twice. Last time I walked down your street, there were tears in my eyes. Well, now these streets, we all know, help us cry when we're alone late at night. Don't you love them too? That where you got your eyes. Oh, and I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, how I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. Now, your world is beautiful. I'll take the subway to your suburb sometime. I'll seek out the things that must have been magic to your little girl mind. Now as a little you'll get jealous of your old boyfriends in the suburbs sometimes. And when I walk down your street, there'll probably be tears in my eyes. I knew it would happen. I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me that I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. So, when you get out of the hospital, let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do, but I'm in love with your eyes.
Of music and action.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, yeah. It's the Hound.
Wow, that was Echo.
Our all-request VOM set. and they request the same old crap, I just feel like I would have felt like playing anyway. The Stooges, Search and Destroy, that's a alternate mix. You can actually hear the drums on it before they let David Bowie ruin it. We heard the Modern Lovers, Hospital, by request also. And send out to Bob Turner, who worked in the Modern Lovers and works in a hospital and seems much more appalled at Jonathan Richman than he does at terminal cancer patients. The MC5, Shaken Street, the New York Dolls, Great Big Kiss, and the Sonic Strychnine. You asked for it, you got it. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. One announcement we keep forgetting to do. There is a live music faucet tomorrow night, and they're doing it at the top of the gate on Bleecker Street in Thompson. That's the room over the Village Gate, featuring Michael Hurley, who rarely gets to New York, Shaq Wacky, Fly Strip, and Filthy Rich. And that's at 10 o'clock, I believe. It doesn't say on the poster what time. Oh, 10 p.m. sharp. I think it's $5 to get in, and that money goes to pay for, like, the performers moving their equipment around. And I think Michael Hurley had to come here from Virginia just for this. And that's tomorrow night, live music faucet. If you can't make it down there, you can tune it in on WFMU. But if you can, make it down there. It's Bleecker and Thompson Street. And a week from today, we'll be doing our show live from Brownies, 169 Avenue A in Manhattan. That's free to get in. And we'll all be there, and we will make radio history somehow, some way. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Hangover Hop number 5.
It's always fun.
It is. And what else have we got here? I got to do a PSA. Well, let's do a news story. Dan, you want to do a news story or Sally while I look for the PSA?
I'll do a quick one here.
Okay.
Man shot after telling mother he would die that night. Another Pittsburgher. Man tried to commit suicide. This is a unique method here. By shooting twice at a police officer, hoping the police would kill him. The officer shot and only critically wounded him. Joseph Visnecki, 36, of the Pittsburgh suburbs of Penn Hills, was listed in critical condition Wednesday. Officer Jeffrey Purs, 29, a 7-year veteran of Penn Hills Department, was not hurt. Visnecki told his mother late Tuesday he was tired of not having money or a job and planned to shoot policemen as a way to end his life. Tonight is a night I'm going to up to the police station and fire a few shots, and the cops will shoot me. He's quoted as saying, "This is my night. I'm going to die." After her son left the house, Mrs. Visnecki called the police to warn them her son was on the way. Purs confronted him about a mile from the station, and the gun battle erupted. So we don't know if he succeeded or not.
And then what happened?
He's in critical condition, so.
Oh. Speaking of suicides and taking somebody with you, a guy just called here about, he's a Joe Meek fan. He wanted to request we play some Joe Meek. Joe Meek was a record producer who, in England, he was best known here for, Telstar by the Tornadoes and
Hell
the Honeycombs. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was an absolute genius, and, he killed himself on Buddy Holly's, on the anniversary of Buddy Holly's death, but he did the right thing, and he took the landlady with him with a shotgun to his landlady. But next time we get Mr. T out to the show, we're going to do a major. He's the keeper of the Joe Meek archives, along with the Wilbert Harrison archives.
What about the?
That's why he gets the big
part,
money.
The 12-year-old kid. What was that about?
Oh well, yeah, he was involved in a lot of sleaze. Oh boy. Okay. National Coalition Against Censorship. The National Coalition Against Censorship is an organization dedicated to the preservation of our rights guaranteed under the First Amendment. To protect free expression, the NCAC monitors and publicizes challenges to free speech by groups and individuals attempting to impose censorship under the guise of community standards.
And we all know what the guise of those are like.
Yeah. The NCAC publishes a watchdog journal called Censorship News and helps to mobilize support for artists, journalists, teachers, and other individuals or groups who have come under attack. And if you would like to support the work of the National Coalition Against Censorship or would like more information, please write to National Coalition Against Censorship, 2 West 64th Street, New York, New York. That's 2 West 64th Street, New York, New York, 10023. Now more than ever, folks.
I'll say.
Anyway. What do you think? We should do Blues Hangover or play some more rock and roll records?
I would like to hear Blues Hangover, personally.
Me too.
Okay.
because I'm always blue and I'm always hungover.
Yeah. Well, we had a request for this one last week. Of course, I didn't have it with me last week, but I brought it this week.
Yes, yes.
And if you're numbering your Sonny Boy Williamson's, this one would be number one. Got that? WFMU, East Orange. Oh, Mr. One.
Now, oh, little Susie, how I love you. Nothing in the world wouldn't make me buzz. Party, put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Party, put the kettle on, all the tea. Our bread and butter's good enough. For anybody, bread and butter's good enough for me. Now tell me, baby, what you're trying to do. You're trying to love me and some other man too. Let Polly put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Polly put the kettle on, all the tea, you know. Bread and butter's good enough for anybody. Bread and butter's good enough, Blind John! Polly put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Polly put the kettle on, all the tea. A bread and butter's good enough for anybody. Bread and butter's good enough for me. Tell me, baby, what you think? Let me go out and get another drink. So I Polly put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Polly put the kettle on, all the tea. A bread and butter's good enough for anybody. Bread and butter's good enough for me.
Some cream pea barbecue. Say, look here, man, why don't you pick me up some rib and a hot pepper and some potato salad? And bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread and one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I'll just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me five so I can get some of that fine queen bee barbecue?
Yes, queen bee barbecue.
That sure is some fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue places now. Let me tell you about it. But queen bee is the best barbecue there is.
Barbecue.
Good, so good.
Papa, be quiet as a mouse. So Papa climbed up on top of the house. Made a lot of whoopee, made a lot of noise. Stood up and chatted with the rest of the boys. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor, lying on the ground. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Come, the blues they come. Nobody knows where the blues come from. The blues they go, the blues they go. And everybody's happy when the old blues go. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor, crying on the ground. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down.
¶¶
saw a chicken out in the yard. Picked up a rock and hit him hard. Hit him hard, killed him dead. Now the chicken's in the grave and the gravy's on the bed. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor, crying on the ground. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Hush, your little baby, don't you cry. Blue's gonna leave you by and by. Papa came in, sure was cold. Put the baby in the cradle and the blues are gone. Baby's in the cradle, Papa's on the town. Sister's in the parlor, lying on the ground. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down.
Action from All Black Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, I'm at that Firebird, trying to beat him, but there ain't no way that Bobo are going to beat that Camaro, man. End quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
Take it so fast and tell you so far. Come to women's eye, I bet you didn't know. How to man a woman that you sure ain't slow. She's not a man. Not a man. She's my automatic woman, the fastest gal in town. There's women that are slick, tall and lean. There's women that dread to get like a queen. Come to love and I'll tell you a fact. How the man, the woman holds nothing back. She's not a man. Not a man. She's my automatic woman, the fastest girl in town. Now when my baby started walking all around the town, everybody wanted to know what she's putting down. Look her in the eye and tell you for sure, got no money, you sure can't go. She's not a man. Not a man. Woman is the best in town. Automatic. Automatic.
We'll be right back. stage, good dog. Get him off the stage.
Yeah, get me off the stage, you dog.
Get him off the stage, please. Get the man off the stage, please.
You get me off.
Get it, bless his heart. I love him.
You're a dog.
He's drunk, bless his heart, people. But you know, bless his heart. Love him. To take him off the stage. Will somebody come up and get the man off the stage? Now, we're supposed to have security and all this, and well, now I want somebody to get the man off the stage. Bless his heart. I love him. Now, play the song, guys.
Portion of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also swamps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? And the snap of one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue. Located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Today's Blues Hangover, that was Babyface Leroy, Rolling and Tumbling, Part 2. You can hear Little Walter and Muddy Waters moaning in the background there. Memphis Slim, Stroll On, Joe Hill Lewis, High Dramatic Woman, Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, Papa's on the Housetop. Scrapper would have been 89 today had he lived.
Aww.
Poor Scrapper, he was shot in a bar. Guy,
Scrapping, probably.
Yeah, well, there was a man named Guernsey who was an agent for the Vocillion label that they recorded for, and he remembered Scrapper and Leroy. He said, "Drunk or sober, Leroy was nice. Drunk or sober, Scrapper was a damn fool." Our kind of guy. And we opened up with Sonny Boy Williamson, number 14678½. Polly Put the Kettle On by request. And speaking of hangovers, next week is Hangover Hop number 5, and each and every one of you is invited down to Brownies at 169 Avenue A in Manhattan to experience the true phenomenon of the radio sight gag. The entire dysfunctional radio family will be there.
Yeah, I was wondering about the poster saying that the Hound and his dysfunctional radio family.
I get top billing. I control the 45 RPM spindles.
I guess you just didn't want to put dysfunctional on there twice, huh?
The dysfunctional Hound and his dysfunction. The Department of Redundancy Department calling.
Well yeah, these earphones are totally dysfunctional.
If it's your family, then.
It's my family, and I dysfunctioned it.
You dysfunctioned it.
Yeah.
And speaking of it. Thanks for explaining that to me.
And speaking of FMU events, at the top of the Village Gate tomorrow, which is on Bleecker Street, corner of Bleecker and Thompson, Nitro Nick will be doing the live music faucet live. That's redundant, too. But you can all attend this live music faucet live. It features Michael Hurley and Shaq Wacky and Filthy Rich and Bianca Flystrip Miller. How do you think she got the name Flystrip? 10 o'clock sharp. Or you can listen to it live on the radio. Anyway. Oh, time for entertainment news. Seems
about time.
Michael Jackson's African excursion ended abruptly this week. It seems the pop star's behavior, which did not include crotch grabbing, didn't exactly go over with the locals. In Tanzania on Monday, he mystified and ultimately pissed off the entire crowd that assembled for his majesty there by holding his nose at all times. He wouldn't take his hand. A Jackson spokesperson tried to explain away the nose grip as a nervous twitch.
Did he breathe through his mouth?
Then added, "Under no circumstance would we be here if we thought your country smelled. You are our roots."
he even said that?
Covering up the 10th nose job. Didn't turn out.
Maybe his nose job was melting. Nevertheless, a U.S. embassy official in Tanzania said the singer who was in the continent to shoot a video called Return to Africa just wanted to get back to the States. Mikey, and speaking of entertainment news, an American and Russian submarines collided in the Arctic Ocean this week.
That's entertaining.
Nice.
That's entertaining.
On purpose or by accident?
Well, they spend all that money on that stuff, you know. I mean,
jeez.
It's bound to entertain us somehow.
Well, maybe it's the both subs are Cold War.
Both subs are nuclear powered and carrying nuclear weapons. They just bumped into each other. Military commanders of the Commonwealth of Independent States said the collision took place inside Russia's territorial waters. But a U.S. Navy spokesperson said an American ship was on routine patrol in international waters. And they
disagree. How unusual.
Well, they ought to really, never mind. I think there's no point to having submarines anyway. They don't do any good. All they ever use them for is sinking ships and bombing people. I mean, has anybody ever done anything good with a submarine except Jacques Cousteau?
Good point, Hound.
Hamden, Connecticut, a 25-year-old Virginia man died after he lost control of his car, crashed into a cemetery, was hurled from his car into a headstone. He bashed his head in the headstone and was declared dead.
Wow.
He was not wearing a seatbelt.
Wow.
Can you do that again, Dan?
I don't think I can. If he can do that again.
Speaking of fun ways to die, New Orleans. Forensic scientists yesterday heard an unusual case of a teenager electrocuted by urinating on the third rail, but some experts doubt there was enough evidence to prove the rare diagnosis. Dr. Edmund R. Donahue of Chicago's Medical Examiner's Office told the American Academy of Forensic Sciences meeting here that a 14-year-old boy was with three friends on a rapid transit platform. He told them he had to urinate, jumped off the platform, ran into a darkened area. Moments later, Donahue said they found him lying on the tracks and a passerby reportedly hearing muffled pops like a gunshot. The boy was pronounced dead in the emergency room and an autopsy found multiple abrasions. Pathologists interviewed in the audience said that urine conducts electricity and the current from the power rail could have traveled up the urine stream into the boy's thingy and zapped him. I know, I'm definitely too old to be here saying thingy. What do you say? Pecker?
Thingy,
it's Johnson.
Dude, I like it.
It's John. Well, you can't say Johnson now because it connotates
Don
that
Johnson.
He might have AIDS. Yeah, Don John. Poor Magic. Poor guy.
Oh, yeah.
But they noted that the evidence was circumstantial, and some thought the victim who had epilepsy could have just as well suffered a seizure and contacted the rail with his body or his shoes. Anyway, Dr. J.A. Hayes, an associate medical examiner in New York City, says he was not convinced of the diagnosis because there were no burns described in the penile area or on the scrotum.
I'm really
probably
glad
would
to have
be.
That in-depth information.
I know. Anyway, let's play some more records. What do you say? What do you say? I got a whole set here lined up of songs about the condition of the equipment in WFMU. And kick it off with Harold Barrage doing Messed Up.
You're the cutest little filly that I've ever seen. You look like a queen that's in my dream. A girl like you, I'd love to trust. But if I kiss you, I'm all messed up. Got me a wife, messed up. May have to fight, messed up. You're so nice, messed up, baby, for the rest of my life. I went to the track with a whole lot of loot. Bet on a mag that I knew would come through. Been waiting 1 week to collect my bet. That old nag ain't coming yet. Messed up, lost my bread, messed up. Nag fell dead, messed up. Money's gone, messed up. Cause I need car fare home, messed up. Messed up, baby, messed up. Don't mean maybe messed up. You're so fine, messed up. Cause I'm losing my mind. I'm all messed up. What must I do? Messed up. Mistreated you, messed up. Feeling bad. Worst old feeling I ever had, messed up.
Well, we have a point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Feel if you like living and if you like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Baby, once I was happy, had lots of money, had lots of women to call me honey. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't
know what to do since my gal went away. Cause I feel like laughing and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving and I feel like dying. I don't know. I guess I'm all messed up. Well, now I'm broken and got to die. Well, all I got is a weary mind. I don't know. I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do since my gal went away. Cause I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
I wanna know.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Bob Stowe, mess around, Bob Stowe, mess around, Bob Stowe, mess around. We don't care about home or fine. We're just a popping and a strolling and a messing around. Popping and a strolling and a messing around. A popping and a strolling and a messing around. We don't care about home or fine. I pick you up on a day. We'll be out pretty late. We don't care about home or bound. Bopping and a strolling and a messing around. Bopping and strolling and messing around. Bopping and a strolling and a messing around. Bopping and a strolling and a messing around. We don't care about home or bound. Will you take? Telling me you're mine. bopping and a strolling, bopping and a strolling, and messing around. Bopping and a strolling and messing around. Bopping and a strolling and messing around. Bopping and a strolling and messing around. We don't care about a
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah, it's the Hound, and I'm a mess. Morris Pedro messed up. Ray Payton, the Rhythm Rockers, bopping, strolling, messing around. The Five Royals messing up. I wish I didn't have such a scratchy copy of that, but what can you do? Jess Hooper all messed up. That's Jess Hooper's a real guy. People think that's Charlie Feathers, and it's a conspiracy to discredit the great Jess Hooper. There was a real guy named Jess Hooper. It's an interview with him in the last issue of Kix, I think. Harold Barrage messed up. Kind of a theme set, kind of. Little concept. If Mike Nesmith can make country concept albums, damn it, I can do it too. You guys don't like any of these news stories? A 10-year-old girl drowned in a hot tub when her hair was sucked into the intake? You didn't like that one?
You can do that one, Hound.
A 10-year-old boy pointed a revolver at a drugstore clerk and a guard, and his 7-year-old brother stole $4.90 worth of Valentine's and notebook paper.
What else is new?
How about this one here in Jersey? teenage boy was strangled with an extension cord by a fellow 17-year-old, and a third boy prayed a Hail Mary in the victim's father's car.
Everybody's heard it.
Even Ben's jaded on that one.
Porn king convicted in brother's slaying. This is the Mitchell
there
brothers who did,
yeah.
What's that thing?
Manslaughter, though, right?
No one knows that one, right?
Beyond the Green Door. Was that the name of it?
Behind
the Green Door. A San Francisco porn king was convicted of voluntary manslaughter Wednesday in the shooting death of his brother. The jury rejected a possible murder verdict, but also found Jim Mitchell guilty on two counts of brandishing a firearm and discharging a firearm in the home. Defense attorney Michael Kennedy, who is sort of my boss indirectly, he's one of the owners of High Times magazine.
Yeah.
He said he'd appeal, but expressed a delight that the jury rejected the prosecution's bid for murder. It's a great victory. To be found not guilty of murder is what it's all about. Anyway, Mitchell, 48, and his brother, the late Artie Mitchell, age 45, owned the O'Farrell Theater, a live sex show establishment in San Francisco, and they produced sexually explicit movies. And Jim shot Artie with eight shots from a .22 caliber. How can it be manslaughter if he shot him eight times?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think three
manslaughter's
of them
an
hit
accident.
Him, but still, I don't think it was manslaughter.
He was coming at him with a bottle.
Well, that'll stop.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you say? More records or more news? Got a quick one there, Sal?
Well, the one on Brian Redman's update on the mysterious package.
Oh, right, the mysterious package.
We think it was probably chicken guts that some guy from Washington State was sending to Washington, D.C. because he wanted Congress, et cetera, to get some guts.
That's probably the most guts they'll ever get. Somebody sends them a package full of them.
And also there's women in Ohio, my home state, you know, where they breed them smart, who are trying to get the carrot red or orange from water deposits, which is true. You get a lot of iron deposits, but they're taking it out of their hair with something called the Works, which is a caustic toilet bowl cleaner which contains hydrochloric acid.
Mm. It's doing wonders for your hair.
Yeah, and I think it's doing a lot for their brains.
And it answers that musical question, Sally, how do you get your hair that color?
Mm.
Anyway, so next Saturday, come down to Brownies, 169 Avenue A, and you can participate in this mess of a radio show. And it starts at a normal time, 3 o'clock, and we go till 6, and we drink till we drop.
And you can watch the equipment usually at 6. In person.
Yeah, let's play some more records. We got one queued up over here by Jimmy Patton. No, General George Patton. No, Jimmy Patton.
There 49 jugs were watching one night. 49 women was holding me tight. 49 cops were knocking on my door. 49 women getting more, more, more. I'm moving. Yeah, I'm moving. Ooh, I'm moving. Moving on down to Dallas Town. Well, 49 miles out of Dallas Town. My head was a spinning going round. Sitting by the roadside, he pulled me up and stopped and said, man, let me slide. I'm moving. Yeah, I'm moving. Ooh, I'm moving. Moving on down to Dallas Town.
Where did she come from? How did she get the name of Shanty Tramp?
meet her friends, booted, buckled, and revved for action. Burning the highways with terror, always one step ahead of the fuzz, are the friends of Shaggy Tramp. This unusual and abnormal motion picture makes those Swedish movies look like a Sunday school show. From the swamp-infested backwoods of Georgia comes the story of a lust-loving tramp. Born broke, she found a way to make money. She loved them all. That's Shaggy Tramp. Teenagers will not be permitted to see Shaggy Tramp without the written permission of their parents. Special uniform police will supervise admissions.
Woman. I gave her all I had. Jack, as I come home late one Saturday morning, jump up and get all mad. I'm going down to the river. I'm gonna jump overboard and drown, 'cause my baby put me out blue. Yes, I'm going to the river, right down to the ferry landing. That woman put me out. She don't have no understanding. I feel so bad. I think I'm gonna cry. I'm going to the river. Gonna bid this world goodbye. I'm going down to the river. I'm gonna jump overboard and drown, 'cause my baby put me out blue.
Live fast, die young.
Live fast,
die young.
Live fast, die young.
Live fast, die young. The code of the runaway teenage girls of today's beat generation. Live fast, die young. A motion picture as jolting as its title. The Sin Street story of teenage girls on the road. Girls learning to live without conscience, without care.
Yeah. Live fast, sister, because you're a long time dead. Ever roll a drunk for his roll? That's kicks. Ever get pawed in some B-joint? Girls like me got ways to take care of any man trouble, any law trouble.
Live fast, die young. Told through the broken homes, the skid row bars, the penthouse girl traps, the craving for thrills and excitement, and the throbbing music of today's beat generation. See Mary Murphy, Norma Eberhardt, Sheridan Camerata, Michael Connors in Live Fast, Die Young.
Live fast,
die young.
Live...
He never says a thing. He wears a real sharp clothes and a $2 ring. A real cool cat, and he also sings. He says, oh well, well, that's all right. He says, oh well, well, rock tonight. He says, oh well, well, riding high. Everybody's coming to the jump and jive now. Well, now old Daddy Dean, he's got a Cadillac car, and all the girls that come from near and far. And when he's out of driving on a sunny day, this is what what you can hear them all say. They say, oh well, well,
oh well, well,
that's all right. They say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well,
rock tonight. They say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well,
bright and high. Everybody's coming to the jump and jive. Yeah.
Ooh, whoppy, whoppy, doo, 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 day.
Driving on a sunny day. This is what you can hear them all say. They say, oh well,
oh well, oh well, oh well,
that's all right. They say, oh well,
oh well,
oh well,
oh well,
rock tonight. They say, oh well,
oh well, oh well, oh well,
riding high. Everybody's coming to the jump and jive.
It's jolting. It's jarring. It's the combination motion picture program that hits you where you live. Two new shock-filled stories of today's reckless, wayward girls. On the same show, Girls on the Loose and Live Fast, Die Young. Girls on the Loose, trigger-happy, thrill-hunting gang girls on the loose in big-time crime, living their dangerous lives to the hilt. A drama told with excitement that cuts at you like a switchblade knife. Girls on the Loose. Plus, this co-headline thrill hit, Live Fast, Die Young, the sin-streaked story of the runaway teenage girls of today's beat generation. Drama told through broken homes, skid row bars, penthouse girl traps, where girls on the road learn to follow the code, live fast, die young. See the year's all-new shock combination, Girls on the Loose and Live Fast, Die Young.
Can't wait to show you how it's done.
We've made it to the top, but we started at the bottom.
We work our tails off all night long.
I've got all the business I can handle since I learned to use my head.
Eager Beavers, rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
That was Paul Carnes, I'm a Mean, Mean Daddy. We heard Roy Brown, Fanny Brown Got Married. The Caps, Daddy Dean, Sugar Boy and the Cane Cutters did Overboard. And we opened up with Jimmy Patton, Yeah, I'm Moving. Don't forget tomorrow night over at the Village Gate, top of the gate, Thompson and Bleecker Street in Manhattan, is the live musical Forceps with Michael Hurley and Angel Dean, Shaq Wacky, and a couple other acts. That's 10 o'clock sharp. And 1 week from today, 3 o'clock, actually less than a week, 3 hours less than a week, is Hangover Hop number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you're all invited. It's free to get in. And then, oh, boy.
Come on down.
Definitely come down.
You got to experience this at least once. And since this is the personal time, you might as well make it this time.
Or if you can't make it down, tune in. We will get falling down drunk in your living room.
Yeah, I've actually heard it's fun to listen to.
Yeah, but it's more fun to be there. Definitely. And this is your chance to make radio history. I mean, me and Nick are the only ones who use this Comrex here at FMU. Only ones good looking enough to show our faces. That's what it is. Anyway, except Wild Girl, who makes plenty of public appearances. In fact, she's with a Wednesday at the Baby Doll Lounge. Wild Girl gets paid to talk to people, talk to men, lonely men. Anyway, Wild Girl is up next. This is WFMU East Orange. Thank you, Denois.
My pleasure, Ham.
Thank you, Sally.
Good night, Mr. Ham.
All right, we'll see you next week at Brownies, 169 Avenue A, between 10th and 11th Street in Manhattan, 3 o'clock. Au revoir, aloha, the Lord, the crick, you know.
And I'm a rolling, and I'm a rolling, I'm a rolling through this unfriendly world. I'm a rolling.
And I'm a-rollin' into a sun
on a friendly way.
Oh, Lord, and I'm a-rollin', and I'm a-rollin'.
Yes, I am.
And I'm a-rollin' into a sun, and I'm a-rollin' into a sun,
a friendly way.
Help me in the service of the Lord.
Thank Lord that I'm a rolling. Yes, I am.
WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange.
How safe is it? And how can a parent determine whether a son or daughter is being put at risk or is in capable hands?
Most important is to be a good role model for your child.
Children are modeled whatever their parents are doing.
There's no need to be paranoid about getting hurt.
There's no real reason to worry.